Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Lindblad. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Lindblad. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive towards short. Renick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese bunts towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to third. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Hershberger chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Roof fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Roof. Olander goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quilici scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Ed Sprague now pitching. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sprague covering, for the out. Reese moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. Ulander picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ulander. Campaneris moves to third. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Campaneris trying to get to home. Quilici throws to Zimmerman, who tags Campaneris, attempting to score, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Renick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Renick reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Renick scores. It's 9-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Tovar strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Perry. Bando moves to third. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to second. 2 outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark pinch hits for Cesar Tovar. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Jack Aker. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Renick, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Renick strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.